Ladies, I'm excited. We do welcome you again to our Sisters Women's Conference, Spirit Breathes. It's all about what God wants to do through and for us. Last January, when I was in prayer in preparation of this conference, the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want to do something very special. And then when the Lord just told me to turn to Zechariah 4:6, it says, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And he said, I'm going to do something so special for my women of God for this conference. So it takes a lot of time and preparation, you know, in preparation of the vision that God gave me and our conference ministry team. And we prayed it out. We had the intercessors praying. And Pastor Joplin was just overseeing all that. And all those were working. So a lot of preparation and prayer. But he's in the natural and the supernatural as well. So God's been faithful. Because God told me, he said, I'm going to be renewing, restoring, refreshing, rebuilding women's lives. And you know what? It's already started. And, you know, there's a little surprise about what happened here. But, you know, I wanted to give a testimony. You know, as you see, this is a sweet little paper towel, okay? So I have a neat testimony. I went to Big Lots several months ago, and I went just to get some paper towels, didn't really look at what I was getting. But when I got home, I was cleaning the kitchen, and that morning I woke up with a really bad backache. I was in pain. I mean, it was stabbing. Who's ever had a backache? Not fun. I was believing God, and it was in pain, and I thought, okay, I need a suddenly here. And then, in the meantime, I got three or four phone calls from individuals, one with a marriage problem, another one with a situation that someone's finances were about to be depleted. Someone else called me in regards that a child was in rebellion, and then someone else, it was in regards to a drug-related situation. So I prayed with them, but situations, you know, when you're dealing with a back ailment, you're a little overwhelmed and making sure, Lord, did I pray okay with these people? Did I stay in tune? Did I do what was right? So as I was cleaning the kitchen and I grabbed my paper towel, well, lo and behold, what I saw when I looked, I had Incredibles. Is that not awesome? So I'm looking at that and I went, I bought Incredibles paper towels. Well, so I told my husband, my anointed Holy Ghost man, I thought he'd join in the festivity of my paper towel celebration. And you know what? He said, now, honey, when you went to Big Lots, did you have a sugar drop? Because apparently you didn't eat enough this morning. All right, come on, Daryl. You know what, honey? I'm kind of feeling incredible right now. So let's give it a break. But let me tell you what God did. In the midst of my turmoil and being overwhelmed and my backache, all of a sudden, my eyes focused on that paper towel, and I'm just staring at it, cleaning and everything. And the more I stared at it, the more revelation. Because see, listen to this. There's a scripture the Lord said in 1 Corinthians 1:27. It says, the Lord will use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So he was using something as simple as a paper towel, hello, to speak to my heart, to speak to my spirit, to give me revelation, to empower me. Yes. And all of a sudden, as my eyes cast upon that, I started becoming empowered by looking at Incredibles paper towels, hello. Who would have thought? And I felt empowered. I just kept on staring at her. I thought, wow. I'm liking you, honey. Okay. Then after that, I noticed the more I moved and the more I was cleaning, the backache, the back pain was leaving. Because I started worshiping, praising God. And the Lord said, there's a reason and there's a time and purpose to this, Bonnie. This foolish thing that maybe some people would think would be ridiculous. He said, I've got a word in season. You know, and he said, I've got an illustration. Then the Lord told me, he said, listen to this. He said, I want you to go look up the word incredible. I said, okay, Lord, I will. And listen to this. It said, incredible meaning. Okay, so this is all about me, all about you. It says, magnificent. Ooh, we're magnificent. Listen to this. Wonderful. Yeah, I am wonderful. Amazing. Astonishing. Awe-inspiring. Marvelous. Profoundly affecting. Hello. Oh, that's you and me. Hello. Now, I did do this. I put that paper towel on Facebook. And I thought, look what the Lord did. I had like 300, 400 likes. And women says, you go, girl. They were empowered by a paper towel. So the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, all right, was doing a quickening through a paper towel. Hello. But God works through that. We can't set any limitations in how and what he does, because the more I looked at it, the more I became empowered. You know, I looked up the woman, you know, that plays Mrs. Incredible. I know this sounds crazy, but you know, you just kind of go to another level here, you know. So you think, is she really in the spirit? I really was. And you know what? If you were in my situation, I believe you would have done the same. Okay. Now, let me tell you, this is Mrs. Incredible, you know, hello. When she's not Mrs. Incredible, her name is just Helen, hello. Okay, now listen, she says she's elastic woman. She can stretch, it says, up to 300 feet, become 1 millimeter thin, and then listen to this, reshapes her body in a variety of ways, uses her arms as a slingshot. Now, Brother Dave, I want you to set up this little picture I have, okay? Oh, yeah. Now, God's word makes us incredible. Now, listen, this woman, okay, in the spirit realm, that's who we are in Christ. God's word makes us incredible. Say God's word. Say it. God's word makes us incredible. Okay, now listen to this. You thought, what in the world? Now, let me tell you. I think we as moms, mothers, wives, the singles, grandmas, I think in our daily 24-hour, 24/7 life, that's really how we feel when protecting our children, when doing the things in the house, we're always moving. And you know, and the more I looked at her, I kind of did a kick like this, and then a punch like that. And I was looking at my adversary, the devil, and I thought, take that. And I thought all of a sudden the backache was gone. Yeah. And actually healing came forth through this situation. You know, let's give Lord a praise for that. But you know what? We as women of God, you know, if we just focus on that, God's word makes us incredible. Okay, it's not about a cartoon figure, but it's our ability to rely unto the Lord Jesus Christ and his word, and to speak his word. And it says that in Hebrews 4:12, I want us to turn to Hebrews 4:12, because I just want to go through some steps about the importance of God's word making us incredible. Now listen to this. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. You know, for the Spirit of God to breathe through you, guess what you have to get rid of? Ooh, you're thinking, what she's going with this? Stinking thinking. Yes. You cannot have it. Since, you know, we have our difficult... You know, our difficulty in focusing should not be how the enemy is attacking us. Our focus is on how big God is working through us while we're speaking the word. You know, God's word will bring victory as we constantly speak the word. You know, because the word has become a part of us. It's him we live and move and have our being through the Lord. And it says it has to become a part of us. So the word can be incredible through us. That's how important it is. You know, this is like a launch for this conference, because this is how much God loves you, even though it came through a paper towel. And actually, I had one more roll left. And who wants to be blessed? Here, Jessica, be blessed with a roll of incredible paper towels. Woo! My husband said, are you getting any more of those? I said, if God tells me to. You know, you have to get a little attitude, even with your husband. Hello. Who has some attitude with our husband sometimes? Wait a minute, keep on. I love it. This is empowering just watching that. And you know, we love our husbands, but sometimes Just go, wait a minute, buddy. But listen to this. We have to become God-minded. Says Colossians 3:10, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. It don't get any plainer than that word right there. Put on your new nature, be renewed as you learn to know your Creator. Because the Word has to become a part of you. Because I think to our daily walk in life, you know, many of us, you know, we work, we have a home, we take care of our family. And a lot of times, even when the workplace we're challenged of like, man, how can I do it all? But you say Philippians 4:13, so I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then as you continue to just rely on the Lord in all what you say and do, you become a living testimony of God's goodness. And then even when your children see you, they say, I'm so blessed to have your mom, my mom. I'm so blessed. You know, your husband says, I'm so blessed to have you as a wife. And then it's so precious. You know, when we see these ladies here, do we have sisters in the Lord here? And we have our own people here. And it's so important for us to stay connected with our people, with our sisters in the Lord. You know, I love this cool jacket. I like bling. And I had my dear sister in the Lord, my people, Rhonda Morgan, and we were shopping. And I was looking for some deals. And here, Rhonda just happened to found this jacket, and I got to buy it. But she said, hey, Bonnie, buy this. This is going to look good on you. I mean, she gave me a word. Didn't you, Rhonda? She did. You're getting this jacket. Go buy it right now. She go, you know, and I thought, well, can I try it on? She said, it's going to fit. I tried it on. And I thought, you know, but see, she's a friend, a sister in the Lord, but she knew it was going to look good on me. Yeah. And if y'all want to borrow it, I'll think about it. Now listen to this. It says the Word has to become a part of you. James 1:25. But if you look closely into the perfect law that sets people free and keeps on paying attention to it, do not simply listen and then forget it. Hello? Put it into practice. You will be blessed by God in what you do. And I can look in each one of your eyes and knowing this because some of you are part of this congregation. Some of you or others are from other congregations across Huntington and the tri-state. And so we're blessed to have all of you here. But I know you are not just hearers, and you're doers of the word. And the situation is that when we put it into practice, that obedience brings such blessing. It brings such fulfillment. Then when I'm obedient to God, because you know what? I had to be obedient. I had to be pretty gutsy to bring a paper towel here, okay? You know, that is a little out of the norm. Somebody said, how was Miss Bonnie's service? Well, she had a paper towel in the front of the podium with a Miss Incredible on there, and her name's Helen, and she's Elastic Girl, and we're supposed to relate to her. Hello. And Miss Bonnie wanted to punch Pastor, but she didn't. She resisted and walked the love walk. Woo, I better stop. Anyway, I think he's out in the foyer in his office. He knows I'm just teasing. Honey, I'm teasing. Love you. Anyway, but listen, you're going to be blessed in what you do, but it's got to be every day. How many have to walk the faith walk when you're at work and you're dealing with some coworkers with attitudes? Your thought process is, I just want to give them a piece of my mind. But the Lord says, I want you to sow a seed. I want you to give them a word in season. I want you to love them. You know, there's people, everybody's going through something, people. Sometimes people, when they're just agitated at work, something's going on that's not right at home. Might be a marriage problem, family problem, children problem, finances, whatever. You know, you don't know what people are going through. So we can't be offended. We've got to give love. We've got to sow love. What an opportunity to sow a word in season and see a turnaround in their life. It's easy to take a step and go face and go walk away. That's easy. Anybody can do that. But it takes a woman of God, an incredible woman of God, to say, listen, hey, let me pay for your lunch today. Let me just love you. Let me give you a scripture. Hey, let's do a selfie. Do something to make him, you know, it doesn't have to cost anything. Because your obedience is what's going to bless them. That hug might have been the only hug they had all week long. Maybe for 6 months. They might be in an abusive situation. Maybe you're the one to help them to set boundaries and say, hey, I've got a listening ear. I always can talk to you. You can talk to me. I'm here for you. It works. Even in this body, I've been able to help more women just say, you know, because I could tell there was just some resistance. And Lord said, you love them through that resistance so they can trust you because they've lost trust in people. It's true. And I tell you, it makes you feel like you're 10 feet tall in Jesus. It makes you feel incredible. Hello. Now listen to this. You know, I want to give a neat testimony where I was dealing with a battle this week. You know, Sabrina was talking about, we just had some battles with the women's conference. You know, it wasn't huge, but it could have became huge, where we had to speak the word and things. You know, battles, we deal with battles at home, at our workplace, with our family. But there was things, we just had to believe God and take authority, have the mind of Christ, you know, the tongue of the learned, you know. And we had a situation the other day that we were doing something in preparation of the brunch. Well, one certain business was wanting to charge us $500 too much. Ouch. Don't be bothering me in my space with money, okay? Because I want to protect God's money because it's a church money. So when they were charging, we thought, whoa, we're not doing that. But we had to stay in a certain budget. So Pastor Josh called Mom. He said, Mom, Pastor Josh called Mom. He said, Mom, there's going to be another plan. And we didn't realize it was going to cost, so we didn't go with that business. But all of a sudden, I had to come up with Plan B. But, you know, a lot of times Plan B can be better than Plan A. Yeah. Ooh, I love Plan Bs. Plan Bs are better sometimes. And then what happened was I was praying because my son called me at the mall. And, you know, you get revelations at the mall. Glory. Man, I think I'm going to go there now. Nope, I'm in service. Okay, listen. God spoke to me at the mall, in the car. But first of all I did, I called my people, my sisters in Christ. I called Amy Womack. I called Sabrina. I called, my twin sister. I called my other sister, Kat. I called several sisters in the Lord, biological and sisters in the spirit. And I said, hey, I need backup prayer because we need Plan B. And I said, just come in agreement that God's going to show me what to do. Now, this is a lesson because Matthew 18:19, that prayer of agreement works. That if you have sisters in the Lord, how many have sisters that you know you can go to them and y'all can pray them? That, you know, and we go to our husbands. This was a women's issue. So it was just something I thought, I'm going to call my sisters. And I did, you know, had my husband agreement when I got home. But I wanted to connect with these women because they had my heart in this conference. They saw the need. So I said, Lord, we're going to speak the word. And I said, I told them all, I'll be calling you back soon with a good report. Now, did I have an answer at the time? No. But I called those things that be not as though they were. And then all of a sudden, when I was driving, God spoke up this certain business. And I went, oh, yeah, I'm feeling it. And I thought, and then all of a sudden, what if? You don't say what if, because God had spoke a rhema word to me. I went to this particular business. It was as if they rolled the red carpet out to me. They said, oh, you look like a woman in need. I should have came in like her. But I tell you what, I was in need. I didn't have a concern. I had an intense look. You know, did you ever have those intense looks? You're intense. He says, you seem like you got something on your mind. I do. And I said, I need a big favor. That's what I said to this guy. He said, well, what can I do? And I said, we need this, this, and this. So-and-so was way too high. We got to stay in a budget. And I said, I trust you. He didn't know me. I just said, sir, I trust you, and this is what we need. And he said, I can help you, miss. And he told this one patron, he said, go get her something to drink. He said, we're going to spend some time and chat. We talked about the Lord. He said he had visited our church before. We were best buds, hello, before I left. I thought, fist pump there, buddy. You know, and it was just awesome because when he came up with the grand figure, it was $500 less. Wow. Give the Lord a... You know, and that's just, you know, that's how God does it. And we stayed in the budget. I got to call Pastor Josh and give him the mom victory praise report. Look what God did. Look what God did. And it was so awesome. I was so excited. I did at that establishment. I did dance in the Holy Ghost in the foyer of that place. I hope I'm on camera. And I hope that, but you know, I should have waved at them. What was I thinking? But you know what? I was dancing the whole, I was so excited. And then I think I danced all the way to the car. So they probably saw me outside too. How great is that? But let me tell you, God's word is incredible when we speak it and we believe it. And we just receive it. You got to receive it. Because I told Pastor Darrell when I left the house, I said, he's doing a big favor. And he said, honey, I'm in agreement. I thought, man, I got all this agreement. It was like, you know, I just felt this load just lifting when people come in agreement with you. You know, people encourage you. When you tell a sister, because the sister's in here, I'm in agreement with you, God's doing it, that's another piece of that load. Oh, just lift it off. So I had all this agreement. I thought, man, God, you're so faithful. Now listen to this. It says, you know, my third point here, always be prepared and dressed for battle. And I love this scripture here. Because I think in regards and allowing God's word to be incredible through us, 2 Corinthians 3:17, 18, in the NLT it says, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Say freedom. So all of us who have, and in verse 18, so all of us who have had the veil removed and can see and reflect of the glory of the Lord, what is that veil? Let me tell you what. The enemy will put a veil over your eyes to keep you from seeing your destination, your prize. You know, my $500 subtraction, whatever it is, your healing, your deliverance, the answers prayer for your children, your car. There's one woman we prayed in agreement for a car, and I'm still waiting for her to come, so I got my car. Because I'm not letting off on that. Yes. You tell those sisters when you came in agreement, oh, I still got you covered. Because sometimes they think you forget them. Come on. Don't forget them. Write it in your journal and remind yourself. They need you. Because, you know, there might be one day you need them. So it's a two-way relationship. And listen to this. It says, when that veil is removed, you see it all as it really is. Because the enemy will try to, you can take that veil off one day and all of a sudden it try to come back the next. And you're blinded, you're deceived, you're hurt. You might have a backache. You might, you know, doubt yourself on the day I was doubting myself. And all of a sudden, God used something simple as this. And all of a sudden, the veil came off. And healing came forth. And I got victory reports, almost all of those praise reports, all those people I prayed and agreed with. Let's give the Lord a praise for that. So that is how incredible God's word. Listen to this. God's word, it's powerful. It's glorious. You know, he shows how to walk. He shows us how to talk. It's heaven on earth. And it shows his glory being manifest, that we actually do glory to glory. Unless it says, in the verse it says, and the Lord is that Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. You know, the more I look at Jesus, you know, hey, we color our hair, we put the hairspray on, the makeup, the outfit, the cute jacket. But it don't mean nothing unless I'm in the glory of God. Okay? Now, I like bling, and I like rings, and I like makeup, and I like it all. But I'm nothing without the glory of God. I'm nothing if I spend time. And I was up at 4 o'clock the last three nights. I've been up at 4:15 just praying and worshiping God and just getting a word from the Lord in season, in preparation. And then praying for other needs. I thought, it was one night I was so tired, I went to sleep around 12, and then I thought, oh my gosh, I woke up, I forgot to pray and so I went downstairs and just worshiped and interceded for about three or four people that I reminded, the Lord reminded me, you didn't pray for them. So there's obedience. Sometimes you just got to get up in the middle of the night. And then when you get the victory reports, man, you know, because that night before I'd gotten up and I was up for a couple hours just worshiping and praising God. This isn't all about me. It's all about obedience to God and worshiping Him. Because He was, you know, hearing my prayers, hearing my heart. The spirit realm knows no distance. And that one night when I was praying, He said, Bonnie, remember you got up 4:15 and you were praying for those individuals? And He said, and all of a sudden you just started praying in the spirit. So I just went in circles in this one room just over and over, just worshiping God. He said, had you not done that, you would have not gotten your blessing from that certain manager at that establishment. And that day, He became my way maker. Because of my obedience. Hello. And now I want to do something very special. We have a special testimony. I want Christine Perkins to come up. This message still continues, but there's just neat things that God had done in the Spirit. How many know beautiful Christine? Now listen, come over here, Christine. Is this on? Hello, yes. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Yes. This is a woman of God. She's an incredible woman of God. And I wanted to utilize this testimony because a year ago tonight, for those that were here, how many remember that we came in agreement in prayer because of a situation with her son, Harley? Lift your hands. And I know key women right here that were intercessing the whole time for months. They would contact me, what's going on? And I would get back with them. So you just give us a little brief update in the last from the time, what was going on a year ago from the time we came in agreement and what had happened.
Well, he got very ill. He was septic, and they weren't doing anything for like a week, and the lung doctor stepped in and said, we have to do something tonight because he was in really bad shape. So they did surgery, and he actually, his heart stopped after they had fixed it, and the doctor had to massage it. And then when he came to give us the report, he said, I don't have any good news. And it's in a higher power's, you know, it's up to a higher power now.
That was a good word, higher power. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, he did say that.
Yes.
So I immediately, you know, I text out to people, you know, to say we need immediate prayer. He basically did not have a blood pressure. There was three intensive care nurses taking care of him with medication and, you know, following him really carefully. And then I was sitting in the cafeteria and I got a message from Ashley and she said, you're covered. And I didn't know what that meant, right, you know, exactly what that meant because the video hadn't come up yet. And then the video came up and I seen that you guys were taking authority over the enemy and praying for him. And every time we went to see him, he was better. And so he ended up having three open heart surgeries in 31 days, but he is doing well. And yes. God
and
is.
David, put that picture up, that
God
first picture.
God is doing a work in him.
The situation, this is opioid related, but God has been doing a progressive work. Philippians 1:6. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
And I was just saying that I'm excited to see what God's going to do in his life, and he's doing a work. Yes.
Let's get the next picture up. This is, woo!
Woo! Thank you, Jesus!
Listen, she has been an incredible woman of God. She never let off her guard. She was always speaking the word for her son.
Yes.
And the scriptures we were speaking with Psalm 118, 118:7, he will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
Isaiah 54:7.
Tell me some of the scriptures.
Philippians 1:6.
Yes.
And the healing scriptures. I had that healing paper with all the scriptures and a prayer cloth, and I would lay it on him and say all those healing scriptures while he was on the vent. And the Deuteronomy 28:4 that says, "The fruit of my womb shall be blessed."
Yes.
Yes. God is faithful. Don't give up. I had peace through the whole thing. I was able to sleep in that stupid recliner chair for 2 months and never hurt or anything. God is so good, and his peace is wonderful.
Yeah. She has been a Holy Ghost incredible mama.
Yeah.
Now, this is something I want us to do, because Harley is doing so good, but his mind is still being renewed.
Yeah.
Okay? So I want us to stand and reach out as a point of contact to reach out. And I'm going to ask our guest speakers, come up here, and we're just going to have a Holy Ghost prayer. And I'm going to ask Pastor Nolette to pray over Harley that God will continue to renew his mind to the Word of God, of who he is in Christ, and that he knows the plan and purposes of God. 1 Corinthians 2, that he knows. So let's all pray in agreement.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
What's his name again? Harley.
Hallelujah. Father God, we lift up Harley to you right now. Lord, we call him by name wherever he is, Father God. We ask, Lord, that a supernatural revelation of who you are and who you have called him to be will be made manifest into him even tonight, Father. We send forth, the Holy Ghost to reveal and open the eyes of his understanding. Cause him to walk in this revelation knowledge, that you would cause him to walk and be flooded with light, Father, in on the inside of him. We're asking, Lord, that you do such a work even now where he is, Father God, wherever he may be, Lord, whatever it takes to grab his attention, Father, that you would reveal him yourself in a supernatural way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you today that the plans and purposes and the callings that are on his life, Father, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. We come in agreement. You said if two or three or more touch on earth, Father God, concerning anything, that you will give us what we ask for. We declare over Harley's life that he is saved, spirit-filled, born of the Holy Ghost, born of you, Father, and walking in divine authority and in the place that you have called him to. We say, devil, you take your hands off. We command the veil to be removed from his eyes now in the name of Jesus. That revelation knowledge flood the eyes of his heart, and we declare now that he will serve his generation full of days, riches, and honor according to the will of God, that he shall fulfill every purpose, every calling, everything that you have purposed for him to do. We say it is so today, and we come into agreement, and we thank you, Lord, that you're doing a work in Harley right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise in advance, Father, because we know you are faithful to your word, and you'll do what we ask in Jesus' name.
Woo, everybody, hallelujah. Let's shout. Say, Holy Spirit, breathe. Woo. Man, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.